Mark chapter number 12, let's begin reading tonight in verse number 35. Mark chapter 12 and verse number 35. And Jesus answered and said while he taught in the temple, "How say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool.' And David therefore calleth him Lord, and whence is he then his son?" And this is what jumped out at me. The word of God said, "And the common people heard him gladly. And he said unto them in his doctrine, 'Beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing and love salutation in the marketplaces and the chief seats in the synagogues and the uppermost rooms at the feast, which devour widows' houses and for pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation.'" Pray with us tonight. If God will help me, I want to preach for a little while on the common people. The word of God said here, "And the common people heard him." Pray with me. Father, thank you tonight for the word of God. Thank you, Lord, tonight for these that have gathered for prayer meeting. And Lord, I know that it's yard time, gardening time, flower time. Some are having a hard time physically. Some are having a hard time emotionally and spiritually. But Lord, I'm glad for these that have taken time to meet in the house of God. I pray now, Father, tonight that you'll help us, Lord, to glean something from the Word of God that would just encourage our hearts tonight. And God will give you glory for all that you do. In Jesus' name, and amen. Before I get really into the text tonight, I'll just tell you a little experience that I've had along the way. I was thinking, Brother Jason, when you and I were visiting together, and then Brother Dale and I ended up going back to that same trailer court there. If you visit much and knock on doors, there are certain places you kind of look forward to going. I look forward to going where there's common people. Amen. Where there's people that you can talk to, people that'll listen, people that don't know everything. Amen. Lots of times people that don't have everything. And it just seems like I can remember Brother John and I visited one day, and we were riding through a neighborhood, and he said to me, "Preacher, these are my kind of people. This is the way I grew up. Just common people." And I'm not throwing off tonight on other people, but I tell you tonight, Jesus said here in the scripture, the common people heard him gladly. Sometimes if you're not careful, you'll allow maybe people to put you down. But I'm glad that the Lord said that he chose the poor in this world and the rich in faith. Amen. And I'm glad that God has his eye on the common people. I'm going to give you some statements tonight. We're going to stay in the chapter, God willing. And I'll give you some statements tonight that the Lord spoke to my heart about. And I believe it's right tonight. Number one, I want to say the common people are more likely to hear or more likely to listen. Jesus is telling them here about David when he said, "The Lord said to my Lord." And he was trying to get them to see, beloved, that not only is Jesus the Son of Man, but he's also the Son of God. And these common people, they heard him, amen. And he had, if you'll look at the text, and we'll look at different places, but man, in one text here, half of a chapter, he's speaking to the Pharisees, he's speaking to a scribe, he's speaking to the Sadducees, and he wanted us to know also that he was speaking to some common people. Amen. And so tonight, I think they common people are more likely to acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God and not to argue with you over the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And a while ago I was up in the shop and I'd run across a couple of gospel tracts that Brother Ed Dillo had written. And I enjoyed that. And one of them was about a Jehovah's Witness that was now a Baptist preacher. Amen. You know, I'm glad that we know who Jesus is. Amen. And we know that the Son of God became the Son of Man, that the sons of men might become the sons of God. Amen. And Jesus left heaven. He didn't begin in that manger. And see, that's where a lot of people get mixed up. That's where his flesh began. He took on a body, a robe of flesh. Amen. And we know tonight that he was doing that so that he could be tempted in all points like as we are and yet be found without sin, so that he could go and be the sacrifice for your sin and for my sin. But I want you to know tonight, number one, the common people are more likely to hear. They're more likely to hear the Word of God. And I was speaking to Brother Steve today through the text message. We found out, I mean, there's just a few, very few of the C-52 cards left out in the vestibule where it points people to the video for the gospel, where the 15-minute video for the gospel. And Brother Steve's going to help us to get some more of those in. But I told him, that's a good problem. That means somebody's giving them out. Amen? And there'll be some people that's too good maybe to look at that video, but there's other people, beloved, that'll look at it and listen to it. Amen? And hear the word of the living God. So the common people, number one, are more likely to hear. Secondly, tonight, I'm just looking at the text. I believe the common people are more likely to be real. You say, Pastor, what do you mean by that? Look at it with me, if you will. He said unto them in his doctrine, in verse 38, beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost room at the feast, which devour widows' houses. Ain't that something? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. There ain't much out of man that would take advantage of a widow. Say amen. And the Word of God said they devour widows' houses. And this is where I got that statement from. And for pretense. See, there's a lot of pretenders in the world. But I'm telling you, the common people are much more likely just to be real people. They're just what they are, what they are. What you're looking at is what you get. Amen. They're not putting on airs, so to speak. I can remember a lady one time, I won't go into all the details, but I can remember a lady one time that said, oh, look at this recipe for whore's divorce. She was trying to impress somebody and she didn't even know how to read hors d'oeuvres. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people in the world that just aren't real. And Jesus is talking to the common people. And I believe they're a lot more likely not to be pretenders, but just to be real. Amen. And who that they are. Real people. I want you to think about this tonight. Go with me, if you will, to the book of Acts just a moment. Acts chapter number 4. This passage of Scripture came to my mind when I was talking about or thinking about common people being more likely to be real. Peter said in verse 12 of chapter 4, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Look at the next verse with me. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. You know what they were perceiving? These are just old common people. Amen. The Word of God said they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Amen. You know what people need to know more than anything else in this world? When you're talking to them, they need to know you've been with Jesus. Amen. And I believe the common people are more likely to be real. I want to say this. There's a difference between boldness
and arrogance. The Word of God said they saw the boldness of Peter and John. You say, Pastor, what do you think the difference is? Well, I'll tell you, one of the differences is this. Boldness, beloved, is pointing people to Jesus. Arrogance is pointing people to yourself. Amen. Peter and John, they weren't pointing these people to themselves. As a matter of fact, they asked, and another said, why look on us? Why are you looking at us as though we've done something wonderful? And they preached to them Jesus. Amen. It's God that does that, that's of eternal value. And so they understood. And so I just say tonight, number one, common people are more likely to hear. Number two, common people are more likely to be real. And I thank God for that tonight. I want to give you this tonight. Just look at the scripture with me. Look at verse 41. And the Jews sat over against the treasury, and behold how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living. I'm going to tell you something right here. Beloved, here's something a lot of pastors need to learn. I heard a preacher preaching one time. He said, some of you preachers said you get out there and you court them rich people. He said you want them rich people in your church. Amen. And you court them and you just spend time with them. He said you need to realize something. Amen. Listen, there was a widow lady one time. This man, this preacher, they were needing a bus for their bus ministry. This widow lady was kind of poor to look at. Where she looked at, where the way she lived was kind of poor. But you know what she did? Beloved, she bought the bus and gave it to the church. Amen. He said, if I'd have went by that looking for somebody that's rich, I'd have missed the blessing. Amen. I just want you to know, listen, we hadn't been, ought to be a respecter of persons, one way or the other, the poor and the rich. But Jesus taught them something here. I believe the common people are more likely to give. I've heard people say something like this. They've said, well, if I win the lottery, yeah, I'd tithe. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you won't tithe on $10, you wouldn't tithe on $1 million. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, it's the common people that keep the work of God going. Say amen. I tell you, I've said it about people in our church, and I mean it, beloved. Listen, I've told people, listen, there's people that's got means, but you'd never know it. Amen. You want to know why? Because they know where their means come from. And they know where their blessings come from. And they're humble about it. Amen. They're not full of arrogance and pride. Amen. And God can bless that. Amen. And use that for His honor and for His glory. I tell you, I believe it was Brother Brian that told me one time. He said, there are a lot of people, it's gotten over their raising. Say amen. Oh, beloved, we don't need to get over a raisin. Amen. I'm not talking about the raisin and the raisin bran. Y'all understand that, don't you? Amen. I'm talking about the raisin in our childhood. And sometimes, beloved, I believe it gets us in trouble if we do. But the common people are more likely to give. Then number four tonight, I looked at the chapter here. Look at verse 28 with me. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, ask him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. You see, we believe there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Say amen. That's what the Bible teaches. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. I want to say this tonight, beloved. Listen, this is just an observation that I've made. The common people are more likely to obey the Lord. They're more likely to love the Lord. They're more likely to love their neighbor as theirself. They're more likely to be trying to be a help to somebody else instead of trying to hoard all that they can hoard down here in this walk of life. And I thank God that God put that in the Scripture. Amen. We ought to obey that Scripture. And I believe the common people are more likely to obey. Listen tonight. There's a man sitting right back yonder that's still in business. Two of them. And they had a great business in Abingdon, Virginia. And they've been good to me down through the years. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You meet them on the street, you'd never know it. Amen. Brother Dale meets you on the street. God's blessed you, brother, but you'd never know it. Amen. I'm just talking about common people. Amen. That understand, listen, without him, we're nothing. And without him, we'd be nothing. And without him, beloved, we realize every good and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights. With him, there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And so it's the common people, I believe, that are more likely to obey. Now, you're going to love this. I wish I could preach this in Washington, D.C. Amen. The next thing that God gave me was this. The common people are more likely to have common sense. Did y'all hear what I said? The common people are more likely to have common sense. You say, Pastor, where in the world did you get that in this text? Look at verse 13. And they sent unto him certain of the Pharisees, of the Herodians, to catch him in his words. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true. The lying bunch, amen. They didn't know nothing, amen, about the truth. The word of God said, and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of man, but teachest the way of God and truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, he said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny, that I may see it. And they brought it. And he saith unto them, Whose is the image and the superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. And Jesus answering said unto them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God. Now I want you to notice this statement. And they marveled at him. These people were blown away by common sense. Amen. You say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, beloved, listen, four times a year, there's a quarterly tax bill comes due for pastor. And so, should I pay my quarterly tax bill, or should I pay that I owe to the Lord? Well, duh. How about some common sense? Say amen. Amen. You prepare, and you do what you've got to do so that you can take care of what you owe the government, and take care of what belongs to the Lord. Say amen. I'm telling you, that's just common sense. And they marveled at common sense. I believe Washington, D.C. would fall off the map if 10 people would go up there with some common sense. Common sense. Common sense tells you, if you let 5 million people into a country that's already struggling, you're going to be struggling more. Common sense tells you that God made a male and female. Common sense tells you that a man and a woman belongs together, not a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. Common sense. My grandpa, he had a different way of saying it. He'd say, my goodness, young'uns, the dog's got better sense than that. That's what he'd say. And I do believe some dogs got more common sense than some people. God help us tonight. I'm telling you, I believe it's the common people, beloved. Listen, my dad didn't have a lot of book learning, but he had more common sense in his little finger than most people ever know in their lifetime. Say amen. And I appreciate there's some people that are just common people and have that good common sense about them. Amen. Oh, listen tonight. Common sense would tell you, listen to me carefully tonight. when you enable people to do drugs, let's make sure we get them some clean needles. Let's make sure we give them a place to lay down, that more people going to do drugs. Common sense tells you, beloved, listen, you legalize the liquor and you legalize the gambling, common sense just tells you you're going to have more problems, amen, because you're going against the things of God. I'm telling you tonight, I believe that common people are more likely to have common sense. I've got a couple more things because I don't want Brother Richard to really worry about me. I preached 18 minutes on Sunday night and he said, Pastor, you all right? Amen. I'm all right. Sometimes just getting old and tired. Amen. But I'm all right. The next thing I want to bring to your attention tonight, the common people are more likely to receive. I want you to look with me at the first part of the chapter, if you will. This is a very, very important portion of Scripture. Verse number 1, Jesus said, and he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard, and he set a hedge about it. And he digged a place for the wine fat, built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the husbandman a servant, which he might receive from the husbandman of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him, and they beat him, and they sent him away empty. And again he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones, and wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully handled. I didn't take the time to look it up, but there's a place where Jesus talked about what they did to the prophets and what they did to the men of God down through the years, down through the Old Testament. Having yet therefore, in verse 6, one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, they will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. Jesus is speaking to him in a parable, but this is one of the very, very few times that they're getting it. You say, Pastor, how do you know they're getting it? I'm going to show you here. The Word of God said, what shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandman and will give the vineyard unto others. I believe that's speaking of the Gentiles. And ye have you not read the Scripture? The stone which the builders rejected became the head of the corner. Listen, these Pharisees, they were real smart, so they thought they were. Amen. They didn't receive him. They rejected him. The Word of God said he came unto his own. His own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you'll read your Bible and read the Gospels, beloved, it wasn't the common people that was giving him a trouble on every hand. It was the scribes. It was the Pharisees. It was the Sadducees. It was those people that were supposed to be, quote unquote, wise. But God said, hath he not chosen the foolish of the world to confound the wise? Amen. And I thank God tonight that the common people are more likely to receive. The Word of God said, look in verse 12. Say, Pastor, how do you know they got it? Look at verse 12. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him and went their way. It's the common people that are more likely to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, I'll tell you tonight, I know that, well, Jesus said it like, how hardly shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of God? He said, with men these things are impossible, but with God all things are possible. He says, easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into life. Amen. And so the common people are more likely to receive. Look at 1 Corinthians with me just a moment, please. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. I want to read a couple of verses of Scripture here. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. See if I can find it here. Just a moment, please. First Corinthians chapter number 1. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 26. I'd like to emphasize this tonight. The Word of God said, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men..." Now see, there's a difference in the word many and the word any. God said, "Not many wise men after the flesh, not many noble..." Not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Here's the reason that no flesh should glory in His presence. Honey, Paul knew, beloved, he said, "Him that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." He said in another text, "God forbid that I should glory, save in the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Paul had all that wisdom of the world. Pharisee of the Pharisees. You know what he done with it? He said, "Put it on the dung hill." He said, "I count it all but dung that I might win Christ." Amen. Watch this now. "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who is of God, is made unto us wisdom." There's the true wisdom. "Righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." Let me read on. "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." I'm going to stop right there and say something. Paul didn't come to them in his own wisdom, though he could. Beloved, you're looking at a man, "I ain't got no words that you haul around in a wheelbarrow. Say amen. I couldn't press you if I wanted to." Paul could have. But he said, "That's not going to get the job done." Watch, I'm going to show you why. He said, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." I say we need to get back. Jesus died for you and me. We need to get back to that old, old story. And He said, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." You say, "Pastor, Paul, weak?" Yep. "Paul, trembling?" Yep. "Paul, fear?" That's what the Word of God said. Watch what He said. "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Watch it now. "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." That's where it's at tonight. The common people are more likely to receive. Lastly tonight, go back up to verse number 15 for just a moment. I'm going to close with this tonight. The common people are not running around trying to trip Jesus up. Not only, listen to me carefully tonight, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes." He said unto them in His doctrine, there are people in this world, they're trying to change the Bible and they're trying to trip Jesus up, so to speak. Watch what He said in verse 13. He said unto them certain of the Pharisees and Herodians to catch Him in His words. That's the whole reason they went, Justin. See if we can't catch Him. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Listen. There are people today, they'll take somebody that's been saved by the grace of God, or somebody maybe that's not been saved by the grace of God, and they're just trying to trip them up. They're trying to trick them. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You won't find the common people involved in that. Amen. The Word of God, you go on down there, they would come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true and carest for no man. What they didn't know about Jesus was he could see through their facade. The Bible said, I believe it was in John chapter 2 where we were in Sunday school last week, he knew what was in man. He knows what's in their heart. And cares for no man, thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, Why tempt ye me? I don't believe you'll find the common people trying to trip people up, trying to trip Jesus up. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. When somebody knows everything, you can't trip them. And Jesus knew everything. The night I was saved, I can relate to the woman at the well. She went back after she met Jesus and she told him in the town, come see a man that told me all things ever I did. Now, I don't know, but I just doubt in my own heart in reading the text that he told her all things ever that she did. But I tell you what he did do. He told her enough that she knew that he knew all things about her. And the night the Spirit of God convicted me of my sin, I knew that he knew everything about me. I knew there was not one thing that I could hide from him. And it was over. I surrendered, amen, to the one that knew all about me. And you know what blew my mind? The Bible said this of the rich young ruler. You remember when he come to Jesus, the Word of God said he, Jesus, beholding him, the rich young ruler loved him. Even though the rich young ruler went away sorrowful because he was so very rich. I'll tell you what blew my mind that night. Is he knew me. There's a line in the song. He knew me, yet he loved me. I'm going to tell you something tonight. A lot of people, if they knew where I'd been, what I'd done, they'd have a hard time loving me. But I have a Savior tonight that didn't have a hard time loving me. I believe he loves common people, don't you? How many's glad you come tonight? Appreciate you being here. I really do.